Everyone. I bet you're already thinking about all those holiday to-dos, right? You know, shopping lists, travel plans, maybe even figuring out where you're going to put that giant inflatable snowman.
Yeah.
But while we're all out there spreading that holiday cheer, there's this whole other world going on, the world of cyber criminals. And they're getting ready for their own kind of holiday season.
It's true.
So for this deep dive, we've got a ton of cybersecurity checklists, expert tips, and even a look at one company's whole holiday campaign, and it's all about keeping you safe.
Nice.
Basically, we want to give you the inside scoop on how these cyber criminals target people specifically during the holidays,
right,
and more importantly, how to outsmart them and stay safe.
Definitely.
One thing that really stood out to me was this thing called an evil twin Wi-Fi attack. It sounds like something out of a movie.
Oh, yeah.
But apparently it's a real threat, especially if you're traveling this holiday season. We'll definitely be getting into that later.
Yeah. The holidays really are like a perfect storm for cybercrime.
Yeah.
When you think about it, people just more distracted this time of year.
Makes sense.
Stressed, maybe.
Yeah.
Doing a lot more online shopping and banking.
Yeah, definitely.
Plus, businesses are often running with a smaller staff.
Oh, that's true.
It's basically a big welcome sign for attackers.
So they're not just using the same old tricks all year round. They actually changed their game plan for the holidays.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They know exactly what buttons to push during this time of year.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
And one of the biggest ones is phishing, but with a holiday twist.
Hmm.
So think about it. You might get an email that looks like it's an amazing deal for that, you know, hot new toy that's impossible to get.
Right.
Or a shipping notification that sends you into a total panic.
Oh, I hate those.
Or even an e-card that just seems so heartfelt but hides a nasty surprise. They prey on our eagerness to get a good bargain or that worry that a gift isn't going to arrive on time.
So they're using those holiday emotions to trick us. That's really sneaky.
Exactly. And it's not just individuals. They're after either. Businesses, especially those with fewer IT staff around during the holidays.
Yeah, Jim.
They become prime targets for ransomware attacks.
Ransomware. That's where they lock up your computer and demand money to get your files back, right?
That's the one. And during the holidays, businesses are under so much pressure to fulfill orders, keep customers happy, meet deadlines. They might be more likely to just pay that ransom to avoid any disruption.
Wow, I hadn't thought about it like that. So they're using that holiday pressure against companies. That's messed up.
Yeah, and there's another tactic that specifically targets businesses during this busy time. Business email compromise, or BEC.
BEC. Okay, I'm not familiar with that one. What's that all about?
So imagine this. You're a business owner. Yeah. You're buried in holiday orders, and suddenly you get an email that looks like it's from one of your regular vendors.
Okay.
Maybe asking for a payment or changing bank details. Everything looks legit, but it's actually a scammer trying to divert funds.
Hmm. So they're hoping that in all the holiday chaos, someone won't double check and will just approve the payment.
Exactly. They're playing the odds, knowing that businesses might be short-staffed and relying on just a few people to handle everything.
It's like the cybercrime version of those holiday gift sets you see everywhere.
Yeah, you could say that.
But we're not just here to tell you about all the scary stuff, right? We're going to give you the tools to actually defend yourself and your business.
Right.
So we'll get into it.
Okay.
This evil twin Wi-Fi thing you said, it's especially dangerous for travelers.
Yes. Especially during the holidays when people are more likely to be using public Wi-Fi at airports, mm-hmm. hotels, coffee shops.
I mean, you're at the airport, you're excited for your holiday trip, you need to get online.
Right.
So you see a Wi-Fi network that looks like it belongs to the airport and you connect. What's the big deal?
Well, that's the catch. It might not be the real airport Wi-Fi. It could be a fake network set up by hackers designed to trick you.
Wait, so they create a whole fake Wi-Fi network? How is that even possible?
It's actually not that difficult if you have the right tools.
Oh, really?
They basically create a hotspot with a name that's very similar to the legitimate network, hoping you won't notice the difference.
And if I do connect to this fake network, this evil twin,
then they can potentially intercept all your data, steal your login credentials, maybe even snoop on everything you're doing online.
Okay, yeah, that is definitely not on my holiday wish list. So it's not just those evil twin networks to worry about, right? What other scams are out there that target holiday shoppers and travelers?
Well, think about those deals that are just too good to be true. You know, the ones that pop up everywhere during the holidays?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Sometimes those amazing discounts are just a way to lure you to a fake website designed to steal your credit card information.
So I should be careful about those Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals.
Always. And remember those gift cards you're probably vying for everyone on your list? Well, those are being targeted by scammers, too.
Seriously? I had no idea. How does that even work?
Sometimes scammers will tamper with gift cards right there in the store.
What?
Yeah, they scratch off the PIN codes and replace them with stickers.
Mm-hmm.
Then they wait for someone to buy the card, activate it, and then boom, they drain the funds.
Wow, that's awful. That's so sneaky and devious. It's scary how many scams are out there, especially during the holidays.
And, you know, even your out-of-office email reply can put you at risk.
You're kidding, right? How can an out-of-office message be dangerous?
Well, it basically announces to the world that you're away, which is valuable information for cybercriminals. They might use that knowledge to craft more targeted phishing attacks, knowing you're less likely to be checking your email.
Wow, I never thought about it that way. It seems like every corner you turn during the holidays, there's some kind of cyber threat lurking.
It can feel overwhelming for sure.
Yeah.
But that's why we're doing this. We're going to break down the best ways to protect yourself, starting with a cybersecurity checklist that you can use as your holiday defense plan.
Sounds good to me. I'm ready to gear up and fight back against these digital Grinches.
Uh-huh. All right, let's do it.
Okay, so we've talked about the Holiday Hackers playbook, you know, some of their favorite tactics.
Right.
But before we get into that whole cybersecurity checklist, I'm curious about something. You mentioned that businesses are more likely to pay ransoms during the holidays.
Mm.
Is there any data on that, or is that more of a gut feeling?
Oh, no, it's definitely not just a gut feeling.
Yeah.
There's actual data to back that up. One study actually found that ransomware attacks increased by as much as 40% during the holidays.
Seriously?
Yeah. And another report showed that the average ransom paid during the holiday season is way higher than the rest of the year.
Wow, 40%. That's a huge jump. That really shows you how much these cyber criminals are really taking advantage of that holiday rush.
It does. And it's not even just the financial impact either. A ransomware attack can totally disrupt operations, damage a company's reputation, even lead to legal issues.
Yeah, that's true.
It's just a nightmare scenario, especially when businesses are trying to make the most of their profits and keep customers happy, you know, during that crucial time.
Absolutely. So we know the threats are real. The stakes are high.
Yeah.
Let's dive into that cybersecurity checklist you mentioned. Where do we even begin?
Well, the first and I think most important line of defense is awareness. We need to actually understand how these attacks work, what to look for, how to avoid falling victim. It's kind of like, you know, knowing the rules of the game before you step onto the field.
So education is key. But it's not just about reading articles like the ones we have here, right? What are some practical things people can do to stay informed?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, one simple step is to subscribe to cybersecurity newsletters or follow those reputable security blogs. Think of it like getting a dose of cyber wisdom delivered right to you.
Right to my inbox.
Exactly. You could also set up Google alerts for specific threats, like holiday phishing scams or ransomware attacks. That way you'll be notified whenever there's news or updates about those topics.
Okay, that's a good starting point. But cybersecurity, it's not just an individual responsibility, right? We need to think about our families, our friends, our coworkers.
Absolutely. Think of it this way. The more people we can educate about cybersecurity, the stronger our collective defenses become. It's like a neighborhood watch, but for the digital world.
I like that. A neighborhood watch for the digital world.
Yeah. So share what you learn with your loved ones. Talk to your kids about online safety. Remind your parents to be careful what they click on. Maybe even give your coworkers a quick cybersecurity tip, you know, at your holiday office party.
Haha, exactly. All right, so you know what? Let's go back to that evil twin Wi-Fi attack we were talking about earlier.
Okay.
What are some things people can do to avoid falling victim to that, especially while traveling?
The first rule I would say is just to be super cautious about connecting to any public Wi-Fi network.
Okay.
Especially if the name seems even a little bit off.
Me.
Don't just assume that the network with the strongest signal is the legitimate one. It might just be an evil twin trying to trick you.
Gotcha. So let's say I'm at the airport and I see a network called Free Airport Wi-Fi. Should I be suspicious?
I would be Ferris. The best thing you can do is actually confirm that network name with the airport staff. They'll be able to tell you the official name of their Wi-Fi.
Okay, so confirming the name, be wary of anything suspicious. What else?
Another important step is to disable those automatic Wi-Fi connections on your devices.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
This will prevent your phone or laptop from automatically connecting to any network in range, you know, including those sneaky evil twins.
So take control of your connections. Don't let your devices make those decisions for you.
Exactly. And while we're talking Wi-Fi safety, there's another tool everyone should be using, AVPN.
We've talked about VPNs before, but I think it's worth reminding everyone what they are and why they're so important, especially in this context.
Yeah, a VPN, or virtual private network, basically creates a secure tunnel for your internet traffic, encrypting your data,
right,
making it way harder for hackers to intercept.
So even if I do accidentally connect to an evil twin network, my data will still be protected if I'm using a VPN.
That's right. It adds an extra layer of security, especially when you're on public Wi-Fi. And it's not just about protecting yourself from those evil twins either. A VPN can also help you avoid other online threats, like those fake shopping websites we were talking about earlier.
Right, because even if I'm on a legitimate website, my data could still be vulnerable if I'm using an unsecured network.
Exactly. A VPN helps to level the playing field.
Yeah.
You know, it makes it much harder for cyber criminals to snoop on what you're doing or steal your information.
Okay, so VPNs are a must-have, especially during the holidays when we're all using public Wi-Fi a lot more often.
For sure.
What about those other holiday scams? You know, you mentioned fake online stores and gift card fraud. What are some red flags to watch out for there?
When it comes to online shopping, just stick to reputable websites that you know and trust. If a deal seems too good to be true, it probably is.
Yeah, that's usually a good rule of thumb.
Cyber criminals love to use those ridiculously low prices to lure people to fake websites that are just designed to steal your credit card info.
So if I see an ad for like a 90% discount on a brand new iPhone, that's probably a scam.
Most likely. Always check the URL of the website before you enter any personal or financial information.
Mm.
Look for the HTTPS at the beginning of the address and the padlock icon in the address bar.
Oh, yeah.
Those are the things that indicate that the website's using a secure connection, which makes it harder for hackers to steal your data.
Those are good reminders. It's easy to get caught up in the excitement of finding a good deal and forget about those basic things.
Yeah, and if you're buying gift cards, be extra cautious. Inspect the card carefully before you buy it. Make sure that PIN code hasn't been tampered with.
You mentioned scammers scratching off those PIN codes and replacing them with stickers. Are there any other tricks they use?
Oh yeah, they have a lot of tricks up their sleeves. Sometimes they'll create these whole fake gift card websites that look almost exactly like the real thing. They might even offer discounts on gift cards, which is a huge red flag.
Okay, yeah, that's a big one.
Always buy gift cards directly from the retailer or from a source that you know you can trust.
Good advice. What about online auctions? Are there any tips there for staying safe?
With online auctions, it's all about doing your research. Look into the seller's history, read reviews from other buyers, and be wary of anyone who's pressuring you to complete that transaction quickly.
Yeah, it's like buying a used car. You wouldn't just hand over the cash without checking the vehicle history report and taking it for a test drive.
Exactly. Take your time, ask questions, trust your gut. If something feels off, it probably is.
So we've talked a lot about protecting ourselves from those external threats.
Mm-hmm.
What about internal security within a business? What can companies do to minimize their risk, especially during the holidays?
One really crucial area is access control. Remember that principle of least privilege we were talking about?
Yeah.
Well, it applies to internal security as well. Companies need to make sure that their employees only have access to the systems and information that they actually need to do their jobs.
So it's like how Santa's elves only have access to the toy workshop, right? Not Santa's secret recipe for gingerbread cookies.
Uh-huh, exactly. They don't need that information to do their jobs, so they shouldn't have access to it.
It's all about minimizing the damage if something goes wrong.
Right. Another important step is to implement security monitoring tools that can detect unusual activity on the network.
So we're not just talking about basic antivirus software here, right? This is more sophisticated stuff that can spot those really subtle signs of an attack.
Yeah, think of it as having a security guard who's always on the lookout for anything suspicious. There are tools now that actually use artificial intelligence to analyze network traffic and identify patterns that could mean an attack is happening.
That's amazing. But even with all of these precautions in place, there's still a chance that something could slip through the cracks, right?
That's true. Which is why it's absolutely crucial to have a well-defined incident response plan in place.
Right. It's like that emergency preparedness kit for cyber attacks.
Exactly. It outlines exactly what to do if an attack happens, who to contact, how to contain the damage. It's like having a fire drill, but for your computer systems.
Yeah. Great analogy. So review those access controls, implement security monitoring, and have an incident response plan ready to go. Anything else businesses should be thinking about?
One more important area, especially during the holidays, is vendor and supply chain security. Businesses rely on third-party vendors for all sorts of things, right?
Yeah.
From shipping to payment processing.
Oh, yeah.
Of
course.
But those vendors can also be a weak link in the security chain.
So even if a company has its own security measures in place, it could still be vulnerable if one of its vendors gets hacked.
Exactly. That's why it's so important to vet those vendors carefully, make sure they have strong security practices in place, and just monitor their activities regularly.
So don't just assume that a vendor is secure just because they're well-known or have been around for a while.
Right. Always do your due diligence. Ask questions about their security protocols. It's much better to be safe than sorry, especially during the holidays when the stakes are so high.
We've covered a lot of ground here. I feel like I'm so much more aware of the potential threats and how to protect myself.
That's great to hear. But you know what? There's one more thing I want to touch on before we wrap up. It's something that a lot of people don't even think about, but it can be a really important part of a comprehensive cybersecurity strategy.
Oh, okay. I'm intrigued. What is it? Okay, you said there's one more thing. What is it?
Cyber insurance.
Cyber insurance.
Yeah, it's like a safety net for the digital world. You know, those cyber insurance policies can actually help cover the costs associated with cyber attacks, like data recovery, legal fees, even business interruption expenses.
Cyber insurance, I'll be honest, I hadn't even thought about that.
It's a relatively new type of insurance, but it's becoming more and more important as cyber threats just keep getting worse and worse.
Yeah, that's true. So it's kind of like a backup plan in case all of our other defenses fail.
Right. Even if we do everything right, there's always a chance something could happen.
Exactly.
So it's all about managing risk. Mm. You know, no security system is absolutely perfect. And those cyber criminals are always coming up with new ways to exploit vulnerabilities.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Cyber insurance can give you that peace of mind, knowing that you have financial protection if something does happen.
Okay, that makes sense. But is cyber insurance really necessary for everybody? I mean, I'm just a regular person. I don't own a company or anything. Do I really need cyber insurance?
That's a good question. And the answer really depends on your situation.
Ooh.
For individuals, cyber insurance can help cover things like identity theft, online fraud, even cyberbullying.
Wow.
It can also help with things like credit monitoring and identity restoration if your information gets compromised.
So it's not just about the money, it's also about having that support to help you recover.
Exactly. And for businesses, cyber insurance is even more important. It can help cover the costs of responding to a data breach, notifying customers, and providing credit monitoring.
Right.
And it can also help with business interruption expenses if a cyber attack forces the company to shut down temporarily.
Okay, so there are definitely some benefits to having cyber insurance, but I bet it must be pretty expensive.
Well, the cost varies depending on a bunch of factors like the size and type of business, the industry, the level of coverage, and the company's own security posture.
So a company with good security measures in place would probably pay less than a company with weaker defenses.
Exactly. Insurance companies will look at your security practices, your data protection policies, your incident response plan, all of that to determine your risk level.
So it's not just about buying a policy and calling it a day. You still need to be proactive.
For sure. Cyber insurance should really be seen as an addition to strong security practices, not a replacement for them.
That makes sense. So how do I even go about getting cyber insurance? Is it something I can buy online, or do I need to talk to an agent?
There are tons of different providers out there. So shop around and compare policies. You can work with an insurance broker who specializes in cyber insurance, or you can go directly to insurance companies.
So do your research, compare policies, and talk to an expert.
Right.
Got it. Any other tips on cyber insurance before we wrap up?
Yeah, the most important thing is to understand the terms and conditions of the policy before you buy it. Make sure you know what's covered, what's not covered, and what your responsibilities are if you need to make a claim.
So read that fine print carefully. Don't just skim over it.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to ask questions.
Yeah.
Make sure you understand everything before you commit.
This has been so helpful. We've covered so much, from phishing scams to ransomware to cyber insurance. I feel like I've gone from feeling totally overwhelmed to feeling like I can actually do something.
I'm glad to hear that. Remember, knowledge is power. And now you have the knowledge to protect yourself and your business.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And to all our listeners out there, we wish you happy and safe holidays. Stay vigilant, be cautious, and enjoy the season.